Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, in our A-plus gallery article, we're going to be checking out a new book, The Fifth Sally by Daniel Keyes.
Daniel Keyes.
Yeah, have you ever heard of this writer or this book?
I've heard of this book.
The Fifth Sally?
The Fifth Sally. In Chinese, it's 第五位 Sally.
Oh, have you read the book?
No, not really. Have you?
No, I've never heard of it, to be honest.
Really?
But I guess it's quite popular.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I think
so. We're talking about it in our magazine. It must be a story, a book that a lot of people are reading. So it's got to be good. Let's check out The Fifth Sally by Daniel Keyes in our A-plus gallery article. The Fifth Sally.
Nola is a serious, intelligent artist. Derry is a cheerful tomboy. Bella loves to sing and dance, and Jinx has a terrible temper. These four characters appear in Daniel Keyes' novel, The Fifth Sally. They are also four different personalities of the main character Sally, a quiet and lonely waitress. Sally's world is a mix of happiness, evil, and pain as she turns into these different women. The Fifth Sally takes you on a journey of the mind of a unique person. If you're looking for an exciting story, pick up this book.
Artist. Artist. Angela loves painting and wants to become an artist one day. Angela loves painting and wants to become an artist one day. Character. Character. The Hulk is my favorite character from The Avengers. The Hulk is my favorite character from The Avengers. Personality. Personality. Everyone loves Kylie's personality because she is friendly and sincere. Everyone loves Kylie's personality because she is friendly and sincere. Mix. Mix. My grandmother made a delicious mix of chocolate and strawberry cake. My grandmother made a delicious mix of chocolate and strawberry cake.
Okay, so the first thing we do in the article is meet some of the characters from the book. The first one is Nola. Nola is a serious, intelligent artist. Oh, so if she's an artist, she must like painting and things like that, right?
Right. 所以在英文当中啊，我们如果看到 art, A-R-T, 就是艺术的意思。而如果这个单字结尾是 I-S-T, 通常都指的是一个某个专业的人员。所以 artist 当然指的就是艺术家咯。那这个艺术家的名字叫做 Nola, 但是呢我们看到有一些形容词来形容他。第一个形容词是 serious, 他是很严肃的哦。再来呢他非常的 intelligent, intelligent 指的是非常聪明智商很高的意思。
And of course, an artist is a person who makes art. Generally, we're talking about paintings, drawings, things like that.But we can also use this word artist to talk about people who play music or dance or act, do any kind of art, not just drawing and stuff like that, but any kind of art could be an artist, but usually we use it for painters, so people like Picasso and Van Gogh, Da Vinci, people like that. Our example sentence reads, Angela loves painting and wants to become an artist one day.
嗯，所以在例句当中啊，就像刚才 Michael 提到的，通常我们会觉得是画画的画家叫做艺术家， 但是事实上艺术家这个字可以包含任何种类的艺术 artist, 任何种类的艺术家都叫 artist。
Derry, another character, is a cheerful tomboy. Oh, okay, so Derry's quite different from Nola. A tomboy is a girl who doesn't really like sort of normal girl things. A tomboy would be a girl who likes more boy things. So a girl who likes to play sports, who likes to play with cars or, you know, soldiers, who likes to kind of get dirty and fight with the boys, maybe that would be a tomboy.So it's a girl who likes to do boy kind of activities.
所以在这里的 tomboy 很特别，它其实跟汤姆没有什么关系。那么但是呢，它有一种隐含的意思，就是说这个女生如果是 tomboy 的话呢，她是比较喜欢从事男生的活动，她比较不那么女性化，像一般的女生可能要穿洋装穿裙子，然后是比较静态，画画或唱歌或读书之类的。那么比较个性上会比较或兴趣上偏向男性的话，我们会说这个女生是就是会用 tomboy 这个 term 来形容她。
Okay, and cheerful, of course, is a happy person. If you're cheerful, you're kind of a happy person. Next, we meet Bella. Bella loves to sing and dance. Okay, so she loves to sing songs and dance around. And Jinx, the fourth character, has a terrible temper. Your temper is sort of like your mood or how happy you feel.If you have a good temper, that means you don't get angry very much or very easily. Someone with a terrible or bad temper, they can get angry quite easily. All right, so if you have a bad temper, maybe you're just not having a good day, or maybe you're always like that, like Jinx. You're just not a very friendly, happy person because you're always angry.
所以在中文当中我们说的脾气啊，在英文就是这个字叫做 temper, T-E-M-P-E-R。那如果这个人他脾气很好，不太容易生气呢，在英文当中真的可以说 have a good temper。如果是脾气很坏，很容易发脾气的话，你可以说这个人啊 she 或者是 he has a bad temper。甚至你可以用更糟糕的这程度更坏的这个形容词叫做 terrible, 齁。马上就发脾气了，好像什么事情都可以惹他生气一样。好，那么我们讲说这个脾气很坏的第四个主角呢，就是 Jinx。
These four characters appear in Daniel Keyes's novel, The Fifth Sally. Alright, so these are four of the people in the book. Now, if people are in a book or a movie or a story, we call them characters, especially if they're not real people.They're just made up. So Superman is a character. Harry Potter is a character. James Bond is a character. These are not real people. They're only found in movies and stories. They're made up by the writers.
所以作者如果出现的这些创造出来的人物或者是角色，不管是在小说当中或者是在电影当中的这种角色，在英文当中会用 character. Character, C-H-A-R-A-C.T-E-R 那么这些角色当然就是我们今天提到的第五位沙莉里面的这些 characters 主角咯。那么这句话当中有一个动词叫做 appear， 它其实是出现的意思，出现 show up。 不过最后面我们看到书名出现的时候，如果是在印刷体当中它会直接用斜线，可是如果我们在写作当中要提到书名、诗名或电影名称，则会在这些名称的上面呢打双引号。
Okay, our example sentence for character, the Hulk is my favorite character from the Avengers. Oh, there's another superhero character, the Hulk, along with Iron Man and Thor. Those are all characters from the Avengers movies and comic books. Now back to these four girls, they are also four different personalities of the main character, Sally.A quiet and lonely waitress. Oh, so these aren't real people. These are just different kinds of person that are inside Sally. When she's in a good mood, she might be Nola or Bella. When she's angry, she might be Jinx. Because Sally doesn't seem very happy, right? She's quiet and she's lonely.And she's a waitress, so she works in a restaurant.
因为 Sally 其实才是真正的所谓的主角。那我们刚说在故事或电影当中提到的人物或者是角色就是 character。可是如果要那个主角呢，不管是男生还是女生，他会搭配形容词 main, M-A-I-N, 所以主角在英文当中用的是 main character。 那他是谁呢？他是 Sally。 他是谁？他其实是一个很安静不太爱说话的 a quiet and 寂寞的 lonely waitress。 他是一个服务生
Okay, and these of course are different personalities of Sally. A personality is basically your character, who you are inside, not on the outside, but on the inside. So if someone says, oh, he's really friendly, oh, he's really smart, she's really funny, she's really artistic, that's your character, that's the kind of person you are. Not tall or short or ugly or pretty,We're talking about your mind, who you are as a person, not just what your body looks like.
好，所以在这边有一个重点，就是其实主角是 Sally。 那 Sally 的除此之外的另外四个 characters 是谁呢？其实是 Sally 内在的其他四种不同的 personalities。这个字的 personalities, 你大概对它可能会觉得很熟，因为前面的 person 就是人的意思。所以一个人本身的个性或者是性格在英文当中可以用 personality, personality, 注意它的重音在后面的倒数第三的 na 那个地方 personality。 可是你或许有听到刚才 Michael 在解释这个字的时候，他会说 personality 就是一个人的 character, 就是一个人的个性。那么刚才他提到的那个 character,真的就是你学到的前一个单字叫做人物或者是角色。不过 character 这个字本身就有个性的意思，所以呢，我们现在不妨可以学一下它另外一个意思，主角或者是性格。但是如果你怕搞混的话，说一个人的个性就可以用 personality。
Our example sentence reads, Everyone loves Kylie's personality because she is friendly and sincere. Oh, she has a nice personality.Sally's world is a mix of happiness, evil, and pain, as she turns into these three different women. So it's not just one thing for her. She has all these different people, so her world is a mix. A mix is when you take two or more different things and put them together so that they become something new. We often mix things when we're making food, right? When we're making a soup or...When we're making a cake, we have to mix in all of the different things, and then you can start to make your cake.
所以其实在这里的 mix 就是混合啊，或者是结合的意思。不过在文章当中我们看到的 mix 是个名词的用法。但是 Michael 特别也有提到，像是我们在做蛋糕啊，或者是在做一些菜肴的时候，可能会把不同的原料呢，不同的材料把它混合在一起。那么那个时候当然我们可以用动词的 mix, we mix things, 把东西混合或结合在一起。可是在文章当中你看到名词的用法，如果是什么什么的结合体或者是什么什么的混合体，在英文当中可以用 a mix of something, a mix of something.
Our example sentence, my grandmother made a delicious mix of chocolate and strawberry cake.Ooh, strawberry chocolate cake. What a good mix that would be. Back to our story, the fifth Sally takes you on a journey into the mind of a unique person. Yes, it does. Not many people have so many other people in their minds like Sally does. So, if you're looking for an exciting story, pick up this book. It does sound kind of interesting, kind of different from a lot of the normal books we read.
对啊，而且重点是读一个人的故事还可以读到五个人，好像还蛮值得的齁。
All right, well, what do you think? I don't know, it sounds like a pretty interesting book.
是没错啦，可是我在想说，does Sally have some mental problems?
I don't know, I guess we have to read the book to find out. Maybe Sally is, you know, like a magician, like a witch or something like that. Maybe she uses these different people as part of her amazing powers.
还是说她有一点人格分裂呢?
Or maybe she's just crazy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, that's why we have to read the book. So you read the book, I'll read the book, everyone listening will read the book, and then we'll know what's up with Sally.
Okay.
Is it okay if you lower the price a bit?
Is it okay if you lower the price a bit?
Hi everyone, I'm Lana. 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，昨天有告诉你们的杀价成功秘诀就是以量制价。但你就只想买一个，可是还是很想杀价的话，试着这样问吧。Is it okay if you lower the price a bit? 价格可以低一点吗？ Low, L-O-W, 我们都知道是低的形容词，但这里的 lower 可不是形容词 low 的比较级哟，而是动词调降、降低的意思。Is it okay if you lower the price a bit? 这是比较客气委婉的说法。你也可以用我们昨天学的 discount. Could you give me a discount for this? 可以给我一点折扣吗？其实不管最后杀到了多少，追求的就是一种成就感，还有一点小开心。但是呢，如果你是到日本旅游的话，可千万别杀价呀，孩子，会把日本吓坏的哟。好啦，最后考你们咯，今天的小聚会是三二一。
Is it okay if you lower the price a bit?
Is it okay if you lower the price a bit?
Chit chat. Oh, 到了月底 I have no money. Oh, 你卖过开机呢 Get money, get money.你要偶探钱啊。
阿嬷，你是说探钱啊，不能用 gain 呢、欸。
一般我们用 gain 这个动词是指获得，不过要注意的是哦，我们不可以用 gain 来表示获得这个酬劳或是某金额哦，所以它后面不能直接接 money。Gain means to get something useful, but we cannot use gain to mean get money for work you do.所以常常 gain 我们是用来表示呢，这个像是获得支持啦 ，gain support， support 的拼法是 s u p p o r t， 或是受欢迎啦 ，gain popularity， p o p u l a r i t y， 还有呢像是 gain a good reputation， 获得好的名誉 reputation， r e p u t a t i o n。还有呢，这个要得到权力就是 gain control or gain power。嗯，那造个句子好了，像那天我的学生问我说，如何在演讲比赛展现 confidence 信心呢？我就说啦 ，You can gain confidence from practicing in front of your friends. You can gain confidence from practicing in front of your friends. 你可以从这个在朋友面前练习而获得 confidence。C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E 不过呢如果要表示赚多少钱我们刚刚有提到不能用 gain 那用什么呢要用 earn or make 动词哦因此呢赚钱我们就要用 earn money or make money 比方说 Some actors don't earn a lot of money Some actors don't earn a lot of money 嗯，好像有些演员他的钱其实赚的还不多另外呢我再来比较 gain 跟 earn 哦其实刚刚有提到 gain 的这个获得是比较有着取得这样的意思哦而 earn 呢它在不同的情况之下还有指的更正面的意思哦像是它有博得赢得这样的意思我们来比较两个的例句会比较清楚如果说 the manager gained people's respect 就单纯的那个经理得到人们的尊重可是如果你用 the manager earned people's respect 则是有加强他可能是因为付出很多啦或者是他对人很好因此而博得人们的尊重
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以呢赚钱千万不要用动词 gain OK gain 是比较用来表示获得支持或是经验这样子的意思像是 gain support那赚钱的话我们就直接说 earn money 或者是 make money 都可以哦。
The Fifth Sally
Nola is a serious, intelligent artist. Derry is a cheerful tomboy. Bella loves to sing and dance. And Chinks has a terrible temper. These four characters appear in Daniel Keyes' novel, The Fifth Sally. They are also four different personalities of the main character Sally, a quiet and lonely waitress. Sally's world is a mix of happiness, evil, and pain as she turns into these different women. The Fifth Sally takes you on a journey of the mind of a unique person. If you're looking for an exciting story, pick up this book.
Artist. Artist. Angela loves painting and wants to become an artist one day. Angela loves painting and wants to become an artist one day. Character. Character. The Hulk is my favorite character from The Avengers. The Hulk is my favorite character from The Avengers. Personality. Personality. Everyone loves Kylie's personality because she is friendly and sincere. Everyone loves Kylie's personality because she is friendly and sincere. Mix. Mix. My grandmother made a delicious mix of chocolate and strawberry cake. My grandmother made a delicious mix of chocolate and strawberry cake.